Our next story takes us to Waddell, Arizona, a small town outside Phoenix where tract houses and big box stores are pushing the farms out. Sycamore Farms is one of the farms facing that fate. The Moore family has owned Sycamore Farm since the 1940s. They grow barley and wheat on 1,800 acres. And it is all managed by Matt Moore, who has the rare distinction of being a farmer with a master's degree in fine art. Abigail Beshkin caught up with Matt Moore.
After the plows come, these belts grab the tops of the carrots and pull them up this belt system to the knives that rotate into each other and cut the tops off, throw the tops out, the carrots fall in this belt, and then boom into the back of that trailer.
It's 8 o'clock on a June morning, and before the heat rises, Matt Moore is already up and about Sycamore Farms, showing off a high-tech carrot picker and meeting with his foreman.
Oh, I got a question from Mark, actually. He wants to know how many bins we're going to harvest the rest of this year.
28-year-old Matt Moore grew up on this farm. He spent his early 20s in California and earned his MFA at San Francisco State. Even as a hip art student, Matt felt a deep connection to his farm. He came up with a piece where he'd hang a field of dried wheat from museum ceilings.
I really enjoyed bringing it to a space like San Francisco, where half the people there have never, ever seen a wheat field and experience. It really is beautiful, as cheesy as it is. And if you can try and get a lot of that to people, I think it's pretty successful.
Moore graduated last year and came back to Arizona to manage Sycamore Farms. But he was shocked at how quickly the world he knew was changing. It seemed like developers couldn't build planned communities fast enough. So Moore put his art degree to work as he grappled with the changes. He created a different kind of tract house.
First I'd come in and I'd hoed out the grain. It was a solid grain field. And I came out and marked it everything, and then I...
He grew a barley field, then hoed it into the shape of a three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's a two-dimensional layout like one in a developer's brochure, only it's 15 times the size of a real house. He hoed every inch by hand. He borrowed a small airplane from his grandfather, who still lives on the farm, and took photos. The image is eerie. Like a crop circle in a sci-fi movie, it looks as though it was carved into the field by an unseen power. Now Moore is sowing the seeds for his next project. On a 90-degree October day, he measured one side of a field with a surveyor's wheel.
There it is. 1,185 feet wide. And then I'd bet you that it's probably about 5,000 feet that way. A little more than that, actually. Probably around 6,000 feet.
By this time next year, this sorghum field will be covered with houses. It's the first plot the Moores have sold, and it's theirs until the developers break ground. Till then, Matt Moore plans to use the field creatively by planting an exact image of the development to come.
Well, the roads are going to be black. They'll have black awns, which are the leaves of the wheat. And then there's a white wheat that I'm going to be using for the house.
There are going to be 253 homes here. Moore is planting wheat in the shape of every last house. Ultimately, it will be a bas-relief where wheat houses stand out against a golden plain of barley.
Then the scale will start really making a difference. The barley will kind of top out, and it'll only be about knee-high. But the wheat will continue on up to about waist or midriff. But it still won't make sense until when it matures out. And by May, you'll really be able to see it.
Matt would love the developers to hang the photos in their office so new residents can see what came before. But it's not only about other people. Moore says these projects help him explore how he feels.
I'm creating them in this kind of preemptive loss to deal with what it's going to be like to see these houses on our farm. And it's helping, really helping me kind of process that, how I'm going to feel about that land change.
Because land here in the West Valley outside Phoenix is such a hot commodity, even prosperous farmers like the Moores are forced to sell. For many reasons, mostly related to liability, it's impossible to farm too close to houses. Moore's father has worked with developers to make sure the land where the house sits will be the last to go, it could be more than a decade before the Moores themselves have to leave the farm. But just the idea makes Matt's mother, Cindy Moore, teary.
I had the dream of having grandchildren, you know, out on the farm and experiencing. I mean, we never have lived around people except, you know, when we left. We've lived here since Matt was 6 months old.
In the Phoenix art world, Matt Moore is the farm art guy, and not just because of his work.
When we have artist meetings, he always brings produce. So he'll bring fresh carrots to these meetings, or radishes, or stuff that's just been picked right off the farm. And it's, I mean, the carrots are like candy.
John Spiak is curator of the art museum at Arizona State University. He says the fact that Moore does his work on his own land is unusual.
In the tradition of land art, it's usually been, you know, out in the middle of the desert. I think instead of going out and finding the land, he already had the land, and he's creating the work, commenting about it as it's kind of being devoured.
And though the Moores are sad about the changes, they can't deny that development has its perks. Both Matt and his mother, Cindy, are big fans of the latest urban pleasure to hit Waddell.
The biggest way that farming's changed
is that we have Starbucks in our cup holders now.
Right.
And I think that's a beautiful thing.
I know it is.
And a soy latte, no less.
For Studio 360, I'm Abigail Beshkin in Waddell, Arizona.
You can see pictures of Matt Moore's agricultural artwork at studio360.org.